जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जामुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जयम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद शिखभाई चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्तवृंद की श्रीमद्भागवतम महापुराणम की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामैहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्याय नम्ने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमास्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्रियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मदेकबंधुमत्संगीन मद्गुरो मन्महाधना मन्निस्तारक मद्भाग्य मदानंद नमास्तुते असाधु साधुतादायिन अति नीचोच तारक हानमंच कदाचिन्मां प्रेम्णारित्कंठय स्फुरः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Canto 9, Chapter 3, text number 17 through 20, right? So 20 is on the board. We will recite text number 20 together. Then I will read from 17 onwards.
Chikirsitam te kimidam patistvaya Chikirsitam te kimidam patistvaya Pralambhito loka namaskrito munihi Pralambhito loka namaskrito munihi Ijatvam jaragrastam asatya sammatam Jatvam jaragrastam asatya sammatam Vihāya jāraṁ bhajase mamadvagāṁ Vihāya jāraṁ bhajase mamadvagāṁ Chikirsitam te kimidam patistvaya Pralambhito loka namaskrito munihe Jatvam jaragrastam asatya sammatam Vihāya jāraṁ bhajase mamadvagāṁ Chikirsitam te kimidam patistvaya Pralambhito loka namaskrito muni Jatvam jaragrastam asatya sammatam Vihāya jāraṁ bhajase mamadvagāṁ
Please repeat.
Chikirsitam te kimidam patistvaya Bhito loka namaskrito muni Jatvam jaragrastam asatya sammatam Vihāya jāraṁ bhajase mamadvagāṁ Chikirsitam te kimidam patistvaya Pralambhito loka namaskrito muni
मात्र जी Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki Chikirsitam, which you desire to do, te of you. Kim idam, what is this? Patihi, your husband. Twaya, by you. Pralambhita, has been cheated. Loka namaskritaha, who is honored by all people. Munihi, a great sage. Yat, because. Tvam, you. Jaragrastam, very old and invalid. Asati, O unchaste daughter. Asammatam, not very attractive. Vihaya, giving up. Jaram, paramur. Bhajase, you have accepted. Amum, this man. Adhvagam, comparable to a street beggar. Translation. O unchaste girl, what is this that you have decided to do? You have cheated the most respectable husband, who is honored by everyone. For I see that because he was old, diseased, and therefore unattractive, you have left his company to accept as your husband this young man who appears to be a beggar from the street. Purport. This shows the values of Vedic culture. According to the circumstances, Sukanya had been given a husband who was too old to be compatible with her, because Chavan Muni was diseased and very old, he was certainly unfit for the beautiful daughter of the king, Sariyati. Nonetheless, her father expected her to be faithful to her husband. When he suddenly saw that his daughter had accepted someone else, even though the man was young and handsome, he immediately chastised her as asati, unchaste, because he assumed that she had accepted another man in the presence of her husband. According to Vedic culture, even if a young woman is given an old husband, she must respectfully serve him. This is chastity. It is not that because she dislikes her husband, she may give him up and accept another. This is against Vedic culture. According to Vedic culture, a woman must accept the husband given to her by her parents and remain chaste and faithful to him. Therefore, King Sariyati was surprised to see a young man by the side of Sukanya. Text number 17. Darsayitva patim tasyai patibrattina tosito ऋषि मामंत्र जजतुर विमानेन त्रिविष्टपम्. सो हियर वी आर डिस्कसिंग अबाउट द मैरिज ऑफ सुकन्या विथ चवन मुनि एंड इन द कंटेक्स्ट we have come to a point where after their marriage they have settled into the Chavan Muni's ashram and after Muni has regained his youthful condition by the grace of Aswini and Kumar she got her husband back. She is happy. She has got youthful husband back. So now, heavenly doctors, they have completed their operation. So they are ready to depart. So that is the situation. Darsayitva patim tasyai. Darsayitva. They indicated, oh, he is your husband. Don't mistake. Even though we three are looking alike, same youthful, but don't accept anyone, but he is your husband. Okay. So, darsayitva patim tasyai pati vrattina toshito. It's very important. They were very pleased with the pati vrattya. Pati vrattya means pati vrata dharmena. The religion, a chaste wife, has to execute. That is called Pativrata Dharma. So Sukanya was very much chaste and faithful to Chavan Muni. By seeing her such behavior, these two heavenly doctors, demigods, they are very pleased with her. And that's how they introduced her husband to her. And then Rishim Amantriya. So they took permission from Chavan Muni. So and Jayu, Jajatu, Vimanena Trivishtapam. Then they went back to the heavenly planet, where they had come from by riding an airplane. The Aswini Kumaras were very pleased to see Sukanya's chastity and faithfulness. Thus, they showered her, Chavan Muni, her husband, and after taking permission from him, they returned to the heavenly planets in their plane. Jakshamanatho Saryati Chavanas Chasramam Gata Dadarsa Duhitu Parswe Purusam Surja Varchasam. So after marriage, Sukanya and Chavan Muni were residing in the ashram. Sarjati did not visit them for a long time. And after a long time, he decided to perform a sacrifice. That's why it is said, Jakshamana Atha Sarjati. Sarjati wanted to perform a sacrifice. That's why, Chavanasya Ashramam Gata. He went to Chavan Muni's ashram. And when he went there, what he did not expect to see, he saw such a scene there. Dadarsa duhitu parse. Oh, some other young man is sitting next to my daughter. He knew my grandson was a very old, diseased, invalid person. What happened to my daughter? Some young man is sitting next to him. Who is that? Purusam Surya Varchasan. He is as bright as the sun. Thereafter, King Sarjati, desiring to perform a sacrifice, went to the residence of Chavan Muni. There he saw, by the side of his daughter, a very beautiful young man, as bright as the sun. Oh, you may say, Chyavana Muni should be very happy that, well, somehow or other he ended up finding an old and invalid husband for his daughter. Somehow or other daughter has managed to get a very beautiful young man. I'm sorry, there is some important call is coming. So he should be very happy, apparently speaking, that now her daughter is well situated, she has got a very beautiful husband. Father should be happy, right? You see, what happened to the father when he saw Sukanya was sitting next to a young man, even though he appeared to be bright as the sun. And what did Chyavana Muni do? Sarijati, Raja Duhitaram Praha. He started speaking to his daughter. King Sarijati, he spoke to his daughter. Krita Pada Vibandanam. Means when Sarijati came to the ashram of Chyavana Muni, Sukanya, she saw her father has arrived. So, according to Vedic custom, she offered worship to her father and received him very nicely. But king was not very happy. Even though he was not speaking, but it is understood that father is not very happy. Why father is not happy? When father came to daughter's house and daughter greeted her father very nicely, then the next responsibility of the father is to give benediction to the daughter. And father is not giving benediction. So this is a sign that father is not happy. Asisa cha aprajunjana. He did not award her benediction. So why? Nati prita manaiva. He was not very happy actually, he was disappointed. After receiving obeisances from his daughter, the king, instead of offering blessings to her, appeared very displeased and spoke as follows. Why he was displeased? Vyabhichara sankaya. Nati priti manaiva. In this context, it is said that her father was thinking, my daughter has violated Vedic principles. She has transgressed the religion she is supposed to follow. That's how Sarijati was not very happy. So he did not give her blessing. Then she started speaking. Chikirsitam te kimidam patistvaya. My dear daughter, what actually you desire to do? Why did you do this? You can say, father is like, you know, he was almost in a very surprised situation. In Vedic culture, still we can see in India, those daughters were coming from a very highly cultured family. If they don't behave properly in their in-law's house, that becomes very painful for the father, for the parents. That's how when the daughter is sent to her father-in-law's house, from her father's house, elderly ladies, they instruct the daughter how the daughter should behave in the in-law's house. We have seen during the departure of Mother Sati Sita, she was instructed very nicely that you must respect the elderly gentleman in the house nicely, abide by the instructions of your husband. So whatever instruction was given to her, Sita Devi was following very nicely. Why? Why the Vedic custom is allowing such kind of culture? Because it is said that daughter actually upbrings the respect of both the parties. I mean to say both the clans. She is coming from her father's house. Now she is going to another house. She is entering into another gotra. Actually, at the time of marriage, the gotra clan of the daughter is changing. Previously, she was with another gotra. Now she is entering into another gotra. So the daughter has a very important role and responsibility here. If she behaves properly, she is glorifying both the parties, her father's side and her in-law's side. On the other hand, if she is not able to perform her duty properly, then both the parties are devastated. And you see, Sita, there are many such examples in the Shastra. Savitri, Arundhati, Anasuya, Damayanti, they all are very chaste and faithful to their husband. Especially when you talk about Mother Sita, because Sita Devi, she played her role as a chaste and faithful wife to Lord Ramchandra, that's how she glorified even Janak Raj. When Ramchandra and Sita Devi were living in exile, at that time, one time, Janak Raj, along with his wife, visited them in the forest. Just imagine, he's a king and he has such a loving daughter. He has given the daughter to a qualified man. And now, the son of the king, who has got married with his daughter, is living with his daughter in the forest. What kind of comfort can his daughter receive from her husband? You can just imagine, the father who is a king, now he is able to see his daughter is suffering in the forest. But Janak Raj was very happy, very pleased. Oh, you may say, what kind of father is this? He is so happy to see her daughter suffering? No, because that is where the Kula, the dynasty of Raghuvamsa, is glorified because of the chaste and faithful behavior of Mother Sita. So in that way, she glorified her father's side. At the same time, she followed her husband. King Dasarath is coming in Surya dynasty. So it's like very high dynasty. In that way, she also glorified them. Raghuvamsa and here Janak Raj. So in that way, if you say, both it is said, if the daughter, they perform their duty properly, then they glorify both the parties. So here father is thinking, Saryati is thinking, Chikir Sitam Te Kimidam Patishtvaya. Why did you do this? What do you desire to do? Why? Pralambhita Loka Namaskrito Muni. This Muni who was your husband is glorified in whole world. Loka Namaskrita. And Pralambhito, you cheated him? Why? Because you found he is an invalid and diseased person, that's why you left him? Vyaya Jaram, you left him and you accepted a paramar. Bhajate, bhajase. You have accepted him. And who is that? He is saying, this man who appears to be a beggar from the street. See how Sukanya's father, Sariyati, is looking that young man. Very interesting actually. We have seen in the Vedic culture, like if you see the, Anusuya. Anusuya is highly glorified in the Vedic literature. And she is glorified even in the upper planets also, because of her chastity. Once it so happened, one daughter approached Anusuya because she was very much attracted to the Patibrata Dharma that was executed by Anusuya. And she said, my dear auntie, please instruct me how I can become a chaste and faithful wife. Then Anusuya said, my dear daughter, your desire is very good, but you should know what you are desiring. There are a lot of hurdles if you want to be a chaste and faithful wife. Are you ready to face the hurdles? She submitted herself. She said, yes, my dear auntie, I will definitely follow your advice, whatever you say. Then she said, whoever you meet tomorrow morning as you go to worship Lord Shiva, accept him as your husband. She said, okay, all right. She was very happy. Now she has got the blessing. She went to Lord Shiva's temple next morning to worship. And her name was Gunavati. Gunavati went next morning to Lord Shiva's temple to worship Lord Shiva. And as after worshipping, she came out from the temple, she saw a diseased person. That person was suffering from leprosy, very strong leprosy. His hands, legs were deformed. He was suffering from such a severe leprosy, even his villagers abandoned him. He was living outside of the village. And when Gunavati came out of Lord Shiva's temple, she saw this leper. As she was holding the garland, she offered garland to the leper. And this leper man, he said, Gunavati, what are you doing? I am not fit to be your husband. She said, no, you are my husband. Then she took him. She took him to the kutir where the leper was residing. And she was serving her husband very faithfully. And it so happened, one day, this Kaushik, who is a leper, he told Gunavati, he said, I have a desire. Actually, she was not very happy. In different Puranas, like in Aditya Puran, Markandeya Puran, Padma Puran, the same story is explained, but in a different way. I am explaining in one way. You may sometime find, but we will come back to the moral of the story. Same story may be defined in different Vedic literature, but there is some moral which remains always the same. Okay. So he expressed an ill desire to Gunavati. He said, I want to associate with that prostitute. You have to make arrangement for that. Gunavati was surprised to hear such a statement from her husband. I am faithfully serving him. Why does he need? What is the need of going to that prostitute? But that leper was so stubborn, he would not allow her to do anything unless he fulfills his desire. Actually, he forced Gunavati to fulfill her desire. And finally, Gunavati had to make some arrangement. What did she do? Every morning, before the prostitute wakes up, she will go to her house, and in the courtyard, she will clean the courtyard very nicely and draw alpana. You know alpana? Alpana means some decoration with some color powder or rice powder. They do. That's called alpana. She would do every morning. After a few days, this prostitute, she was surprised. Oh, who is doing this? I am such a fallen person. Who is coming to my house and doing this? And then she said, no, I must know. There must be some sincere person. There must be a sincere person who is doing this. Why he is doing this? I want to find out. Then one morning she found Gunavati is doing this. And she asked, Gunavati, why are you doing this? I am such a fallen soul. Why are you treating me like this? Gunavati said, I have a request that you have to fulfill my desire. She said, of course, I'll fulfill your desire. Then she said, my husband wants to associate with you. Then she was surprised. She said, you are such a chaste lady. Whole village, they know your glory. Okay, I'll fulfill your desire. Then Gunavati returned back to the kutir and she made a cart because her husband she cannot carry. And after making all the arrangements, she made this Kaushik sit on the cart and she was pulling on the jungle. Actually, that prostitute told Gunavati, I'll fulfill your husband's desire on coming Amavasya day. You have to bring him to me on Amavasya night. So now, after preparing the cart, Gunavati made her husband seated on the cart and she herself started pulling on the forest path. It's dark night. As she was moving, she did not know there was Mandavya Muni who was sitting and doing his penance. And while going, he touched that Muni. And Muni woke up from his penance. He said, who is this? Disturb me in the dead of night. I curse you. You will be dead upon seeing sunrise. Gunavati became alarmed. She said, why did you curse my husband? He said, no, why did you disturb my penance? You woke me up from my meditation. Then Muni left. Now Gunavati is rendered shelterless. What to do? I wanted to do my service to my husband and now he's going to die and I will become a widow. Okay. Then Gunavati went and sat on the same platform where the Muni was sitting and meditating. And she took a vow. She said, if I have faithfully served my husband, if I am chaste, let sun not rise next morning. Same thing is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kusthi viprera ramani, patibrata siramani, pati lagi kaila besyar seva, stambhila surjira gati, jiyaila mritapati, tushta kaila mukhyatin dev. Kushtha viprera ramani. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining the meaning of that verse from Shikshastakam. What is that verse? Asrishyava padaratam pinastumam adarsanat karma marmahatam karatuba. In that context, this has been explained. Kosto viprera ramani patibratasi ramani. Pati lagi kailo besyar seva. So far we have explained. And stambhila surijaragati jiailo mritapati. Because you are chaste and faithful, by the power of her chastity, she was able to stop sunrise, rising of the sun. She was able to stop the rising of the sun. And Jiyaila Mritapati, as a result of which, she got her husband back. See what happened. Now, 3 days passed, sun did not rise. You can imagine what is happening to the universe. Lord Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu, they became very much worried. What happened? What this Gunavati is doing? Then they came to her. They said, they actually made a plan that even if we go to her, she will not listen to us. She is a disciple of Anasuya. Let us go and talk to Anasuya. Anasuya can convince her. So they went to Anasuya and brought Anasuya with her. And Anasuya came to the spot. She said, Gunavati, why are you so stubborn? Let him die. She said, what are you saying? I cannot lose my husband. Then Anasuya said, okay, you allow sun to rise and I will ensure your husband is back to life. Then she said, if you say, I will follow. And in the meantime, when they saw these three demigods, these gods, Dushta Kaila Mukhya Tin Deva, these three devas, they came, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. And they are very pleased to see the faithful character, the chaste character of Gunavati, Arundhati, Anasuya. And then, what did she do? She said, okay, I am taking my curse back. And sun rose. Then her husband died. What happened? Finally, by the grace of these three gods, her husband not only came back to life, her leprosy was completely cured and she got back her beautiful husband. That is the kind of proof Shastra gives about the Pativratya Dharma. Or you can say, here actually in this context, sometimes we can say, oh, why we are reading this section in Srimad Bhagavatam? Sometimes, like Prabhupada, he is giving some comments, some people may argue, why? Your Swamiji is speaking like this, it looks like he's speaking from a very ancient time. Is it practical to bring back this ancient days behavior in this age of Kali? Impossible. People may join in different parties, they may start arguing for millions of years, I would say. Still, there will be conflict, they will not be able to come to the conclusion. That means, Vedic statements are there to confuse us? What is this? See, while explaining this asrishyava padaratam pinastumam, this context has been explained. There is a particular instruction given to the devotees of the Lord while reading such sections of Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a particular message. What is that message? Not that you take the statements of Bhagavatam as it is and you start arguing, fighting and quarreling, then one party decides, okay, I don't want to join in Krishna consciousness, I don't want to remain in Krishna consciousness anymore. Your Swamiji is making such kind of funny purports. What is the use of such joining in such spiritual culture, spiritual society. Do you think this is the result? What Prabhupada expected? What Vedic literature expected? Svatah pramanaved satya jai kai lakshana karile svatah pramanna hani hai. Svatah pramanaved. Veda is self-evident. The conclusions given in the Veda are self-evident. That establish the truth. Lakshana karile svatah pramanna hani hai. If you try to interpret the Vedic statements according to your own understanding, then pramanna hani hai. The praman, the truth which is supposed to be established by such Vedic statements will be not possible, will not be established. So in this context, you see, the example is given to emphasize that a devotee should engage himself exclusively for the satisfaction of Krishna without selfish desire. This is the conclusion of this whole episode. Pativrata, what is the usual? You see, all these big saints sitting for ages in the forest, and what they are doing? They are discussing about they are glorifying the chastity of Mother Sita, chastity of Arundhati, Anasuya, Damayanti. Why? What is the significance of sages glorifying this? You see, what is the glory of Patyavratya Dharma? Ganga Devi, she is flowing from the heaven and she has come down in this earth planet here in the Bharat Varsha. If Ganga Devi is flowing, she is flowing in different places, but mostly people recognize three places, right? Haridwar, then there is Prayag and Ganga Sagar. Mostly people go to these places, and also come to Mayapur also. But Ganga Devi is flowing across many different villages, land areas, but who is going there? Where? She is recognized for three places. But you see, somebody who becomes chaste and faithful as a chaste wife, because of her influence, she can create many saintly personalities around the world. Means by discussing about their glories, many people start to follow and everybody becomes chaste, and also they become the place of pilgrimage. That is how the glory of such episode is narrated in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And for us, instead of fighting and quarreling who is going to win the argument, I can give you better argument. Why? It happened like this. Why not? No. Don't argue. Svatah pramanaved satya jai kai. Vedic statement has to be understood from the authorities. That's why it is called Srauta Pantha, Avaroha Pantha. Descending, as you have heard from your guru has heard from his guru has heard from his guru. That is how you understand Vedic statement. Oh, many people are there today. I can learn Sanskrit, and what I can do? By knowing the Sanskrit knowledge, I can understand Shastra very well. Oh, you will go on misinterpreting by the knowledge of Sanskrit. What can you give? What message can you give? No, that's why knowledge has to be descended. Then svatah pramanaved satya jai kai. You can understand the conclusion of the Vedic statements correctly. This is what it is. This example have been given here. Or what is the use of? You can just imagine, no? Why we are reading this statement here? We are Vaishnavas. We are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why are you reading this? Kosthavi Preramani, Patibrata Ashramani, Patilagi Kaila Vesyar Seva, all these things, why we read it? This is the conclusion. The devotee should
engage himself exclusively, just like a chaste wife. Chaste wife does not know anything else except serving her husband. Similarly, if you are a chaste Vaishnava, your duty is to exclusively serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the satisfaction of Krishna without any personal motive. Then, reading of this episode will mean a lot to the Vaishnavas. That's how we make our life successful. Reading Bhagavatam is nothing but meditation. You read this, you meditate upon. This is the lesson coming. This is the lesson flowing through the entire section. And you become blissful and blessed by the Supreme Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sorry, it is 9:00.
Okay, we'll start.